Don't be like the rest of them, darling. Coco Chanel. Happy International Women's Month. I'd like to have a shout out to all my female podcasters out there and bloggers and authors. There's a lot to be said about female power. Just watch us, watch us, watch us, and see how powerful we actually are. This is the podcast, Wide Open Spaces with Elise. This is episode number 146, Scars Tell Your Story. You can listen to this podcast anywhere you love listening to your favorite podcast. Go to wideopenspaceswithelise.com. Elise is spelled I-L-I-S-E. Now let's pop in our earbuds and let's take a ride together. Well, thank you for listening to me this day and this month that represents female power. So scars tell your story. You know, when we're a baby, we first come out of our mother's wombs. We're fresh. We're new. Our skin smells so good and soft and pink. We have an untold story that's upon us, our life story. Now, yes, based upon the type of life that you are born into, the home life, single parent, dual parents, our story just begins at the moment we take our first breath. And then our story unfolds with each breath we take beyond that point. Now, a lot of times we have control over how our story goes and lack of control over how our story unfolds. We all have a story to tell about ourselves. You may think your life is bland, blasé, unexciting. But I bet if you stop to really think for a moment, you have a story to tell. And a lot of those stories come from our scars. There's emotional scars and there's physical scars. Scars tell something about who we are. Like I said, when you're born, your skin is unscarred. It's pink, it's fresh. But as life moves us down its road, things happen and scars evolve. I mean, I have a lot of scars. I had malignant melanoma when I was 26 years old on my left leg. From my kneecap to the back of my kneecap is a huge scar where they excised and got all clean tissue. When I first had that scar, I didn't want to show anybody. I mean, I could think right now how frightening it was with all the stitches and having to take care of it and what it meant that I had had cancer on my body, the worst kind of skin cancer there was. I have 2 C-sections. I have multiple scars on my skin from things that they've removed over the years. I have 4 small lines all over my belly from a total hysterectomy. When I used to talk about my melanoma, people would immediately say, "Can I see it? Can I see your scar?" When I was younger and it was still healing, not so much. But when people say now, "Can I see it?" Well, I just roll my pants up and show you my scar. Because that scar says something about me. It represents something that I've gone through in my life. After the melanoma and things being taken off my body and having a C-section way before I ever had my hysterectomy, I started to call these war wounds. Because each scar was a war that I went through. Major, major life things that those scars represented. And so they became my war wounds. Like someone who has tattoos all over their body or various tattoos. Each tattoo says something, has a story, has a meaning. And I compare my war wounds to those tattoos because they all have a story and they have a meaning. I have a small scar on the top of my right thigh from when I was 7 years old, riding my bike. And way back when, not for you younger people, we used to have bells on our bike and you used to pull this little lever and it would go ding, 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 ding to tell people, here we come, get out of our way. Now you just say, scream and say, excuse me. But back then I was riding my bike and I fell off my bike and that little lever that did the ding, 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 ding went into my leg and left me with a scar to this day. And when I look at that scar, here I am retelling you the story, the memory of what I went through when I was 7 years old. That little scar tells a story. It's the physical scars. The emotional scars, well, those run deep. They can become from trauma, major life events, scars that come from abuse, physical and emotional. These are your war wounds. These emotional scars go deep into your soul. These are the scars that people can't see if they ask you to show them. These are the scars that lie in your gut and in your mind, that you carry with you each day, these emotional scars. And so we have two totally different type of war wounds. We have the physical scars and we have the emotional scars. Let's talk about how you can embrace the scars and the journeys. How can you embrace your scar? What do your scars tell about you? Do your scars make you want to change aspects of your life? Those scars that are hidden deep down inside everyone, that only you know about, but that you feel like you want to scream from them. Do these scars motivate you to make changes in your life? I have a challenge for you right now to analyze your physical and your emotional scars. What story do they tell about you? And how do they make you unique? Asking these hard questions to yourself can be a challenge. And I know at times it can be very painful. If you're hesitant to look at these wounds, then please seek out professional help so that you can begin to improve your mental health. Physical scars can take up to a year, generally, to heal fully. If you've had any type of surgery, your physician will tell you this, that it takes up to a year. There's all kinds of creams, right? Derma that you can put on these scars to help heal them faster or to help them from keloiding. And during this time, you must be patient and take care of these scars. But your emotional scars, well, they need more work. Okay, so let's go through some tips on how to cope with your emotional scars. Go slowly when you begin to identify what your emotional scars actually are. Seek out professional assistance, like I said before, to process these emotional scars. Sometimes these scars can be so heavy that you want to be brave and handle them on your own. But sometimes it takes a professional to navigate that treacherous road that you go down when you're dealing with emotional scars. So don't feel like you're being weak or you are powerless by going to a professional, because what they're going to do is just guide you through the process, but you are doing all the work. keep in mind when you're working on emotional scars, you're not trying to fix yourself, but you're trying to learn new healthy coping mechanisms to cope with these emotional scars that go deep into your soul. Remember something, setbacks are to be expected. And don't feel defeated when you have a setback, because they're going to happen. In anything that we grow in life, we walk 5 steps forward and maybe take 2 steps back. That doesn't mean failure. It's part of the learning process. It's part of the growing process. So just keep moving forward in this process, no matter where it takes you. Push through. Please be compassionate with yourself. Don't be hard on yourself if you go backwards a couple steps or you're struggling. These are deep emotional scars that just didn't happen overnight. And they take time to work through. And be open into looking into your past to identify these components of these emotional scars. And sometimes you have to look really far back to see where these scars come from. Have this, your toolbox, your coping skills toolbox, ready for yourself. Have it available to yourself at any notice, so that when you're feeling triggered by emotional scars, you have these coping skills in hand to get you through that moment, that PTSD, that post-traumatic stress moment. And here's some general coping mechanisms: meditate, exercise, journal, listen to music, talk to a friend, draw or paint, poetry, or get some support from a support group. Support groups are fabulous because you hear other stories. You don't feel alone. People can relate to you. You don't feel like you're in this deep, dark hole and nobody can understand. Even if you've been through a trauma that only a small population of the world have been through, sitting in those group sessions, knowing you're not alone, that's a lot of power in it. I talked about having to look into your past a little bit. Well, I've had body issues my whole life, and I know exactly where that spark started. And it goes way back to my past when I was in 5th grade. And I know that what occurred in that time period has created these body image issues for myself. Now, I'm not blaming anybody who was involved. I know their intentions were the best. But in those intentions, created an emotional scar that I carry with me every day. But I had to go back there and I had to identify it so that I could work through these body images, accept me as I am. It's okay to be the way that I look. And so some of your emotional scars might not be so apparent where they originate from. And that's why this is the best time to seek out a professional and help them go back and figure out where it stems from. Maybe you're in an abusive relationship. And we all know what the abusive pattern entails. Maybe it takes looking at your physical scars in the mirror to finally want to address the emotional scar, to flee and to leave that abusive situation. Maybe it actually takes looking at those scars and what the story is that it's telling. And do you want to continue down onto the next page and the next page? But the book never ends because the trauma and the abuse keep continuing and continuing. Maybe looking at these scars in the mirror want you to end this book. Scars tell your story. The emotional that go deep into your soul and the physical that we see externally. When I look at my war wounds, they give me power. The power comes from the story behind the scar, the wound, and what I went through in that whole process, and that I've overcome it, and I'm here. So I look at these scars, look at the scars, the physical scars that you have on your body. What story are they telling you? Don't just go, oh yeah, that's when I got into that fight when I was a teenager. Think about what brought you to get that scar. What behaviors, what incidents got you to that point where the scar was created on your body? There's a story behind every scar. And like a badge of honor, your war wounds are your badges of honor, of what you've conquered, of what you've lived through. If you've ever looked at pictures of women who have had double mastectomies, and they show their bareness, that's their war wounds. That's what they've been through. They tell a story of the moment that they maybe found a lump and what transpired after that. The surgeries, the treatments, where they are in it at the moment, the emotional scars on themselves, their family and their friends. And you look at those scars, and maybe to you looking at them is, you understand where they come from and how this person's body may have changed. But they say, oh, so much more, so much more. Look at your scars. What do they say about you? Your physical scars. And those emotional scars that you carry around with you every single day of your life. Have you worked through them? Or are they sitting there inside of you like an open wound, just festering, getting angrier, getting to the point where you can't move forward because they come a block in your life? Dealing with these type of emotional scars can be extremely painful and hard. And a lot of times we don't want to go there. We don't want to reopen that wound. Maybe it's closed up inside of us. It's just not healed. And you don't want to reopen it because you know at a subconscious level what opening that wound will do. But a wound that sits inside of you, deep in your soul, that festers. Well, can you really move forward? Can you really feel whole? Can you really feel healthy? Can you really feel good? The answer is no. And so if you've had this wound inside of you just festering, maybe it's time to reach out and get some help to walk down that path and that road to closing that wound, and it will leave that internal scar. Just like I talked about those body images that I have, those issues you carry with you, but you know where they come from and you know the effect they have on you. And then you know what you need to do to cope with it. Life's always gonna throw us some type of curveball, something we didn't expect to happen to us. I mean, when I had a hysterectomy, it was completely unexpected. It was emergency. And then afterwards, I have these four scars on me. And they're not just scars. Those scars represent something so deep within inside of me. Emotional scars that I carry because my femininity was taken away from me. And so when I look at those scars, when it first happened, I felt awkward in my own body and I had all these kind of feelings of being detached from my body. And I couldn't move past it in the beginning. I just felt like the surgeon took something away from me that I could never get back again. But as wounds heal within that year, I kept fighting it. And I kind of just stayed in that feeling of not feeling adequate and feeling whole. But it got exhausting. And so I had to deal with, what did those 4 scars really mean? From the moment I started not feeling well, to being in the hospital, to having a surgery, to after the surgery, what did that mean and why? And once I worked through really what I was feeling and what was going on and got past that grief stage, well, I understand now. And I feel even more like a woman than I ever did, and more powerful. And having that taken away from me, well, it hurt and it was painful. But I realized it didn't make me who I am. And now my voice is even louder. When I look at those scars show how powerful I've become. How the power of being this female body that I'm in. You know, in Women's International Month, you can think of so many women who have stories of their physical and their emotional scars and how we learn from their stories and we grow from their stories and we want them to share those stories, and hence why I share my stories with you so that you can relate, that you can see that there's a light from those emotional scars and those physical scars. That though the scars may leave a permanent mark, you don't have to be stuck in that moment that mark was made. That you can move on from it and look at that scar internally and physically and know where you've been and know where you've gone through and know the courage and the strength, the wisdom that you've gained from your trauma. There are small traumas and there are big traumas and there are immense traumas. And some take many, many years to work through. But don't give up on the process, because in that process, you're growing and you're learning about yourself and you're empowering yourself to be woman, to be female, to embrace who you are. I encourage you to Google famous women in history, women who have been through traumas with the physical and emotional scars, and read their autobiographies or their biographies. Listen to their story and look at where they started and where they, the journey that they went through and where they were when you finished that book. Because see, your book, your story is a journey too. That you can choose to tell the world like an author, or you can have it just for yourself, to know yourself better, to improve on your relationships, and to always keep moving forward and growing in your own skin. See, these scars have powers, magical powers, that give you a fire in your belly if you really tap into them. Where they came from. Why did you allow it to happen? Why were you in that situation? Why were you ever there? You didn't grow up that way. You didn't see relationships that way. Why did you stay in an abusive relationship? Why? Well, that question is very difficult. But through your journey and looking at these deep emotional and physical scars, you grow, you learn, you understand why you allowed it to happen so that it will never happen in your life again. What are your scars? Look at your body for a minute. Do you have physical scars? Look at them. Maybe it's as simple as the one that I told you from childhood, or maybe it's because you've gone under the knife. What did the scar say? What journey did it take you through? What did you learn from it? And how has it changed you? Those emotional scars, well, I know those run deep, deep, and deep. And some you may have dealt with, and some are sitting there. And if they're there, and you know they're there, and you're not sure why you feel and do the things you do, maybe now it's time to find out about this mystery that you carry around with you every day, this emotional scar deep down in your soul. Maybe it's time to look at it straight in the eye and deal with it and understand it and embrace it and take the power from it and convert it into a power inside of yourself that catapults you into your future, into a healthier, powerful you. Those war wounds, they're your wounds. They're your power. Look at them as if they are your power. Power to conquer life's hardest and toughest moments. Or conquer happy moments, but moments that take a lot of emotional drainage out of you. Use your scars as strength. Those war wounds are yours and embrace them. They're yours for eternity. They're yours to do with them as you choose. You can let them control you, or you can control them and empower yourself. Be an empowered female in this world. Think of all the powerful women in your own personal world, and maybe say to them this month, Happy International Women's Month, and all that you are, and all the beauty you are as a woman, the power that you have, the impact you have on others, the stories you have to tell, and the you. Embrace you as a powerful woman. Thank you for joining me at Wide Open Spaces with Elise. You know, we can all empower ourselves. Thank you for listening and evolving with me today. Remember, positive thoughts always create positive energy. And go out and explore all those wide open spaces in your world. And until next time, my friends, ciao.